सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम् कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
In chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said that I have given the knowledge of self and the sadhana for that is karma yoga also, at the beginning of the creation. At the beginning of creation, I gave this knowledge to Surya Devata. Then he said about the avatar also, how he takes incarnation, when he takes incarnation, how he takes incarnation, what is the purpose of incarnation, everything we have seen. After avatarvad, he has discussed about the chaturvarna. Chaturvarna also I created. Chaturvarna maya srishta. We say forecast, but Bhagavan has said chaturvarna. One means color. So how Bhagavan has created this four type of caste, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, based on guna. Combination of guna, sattva, rajas and tamas, the different permutation and combination we have seen in our previous class, and he has made Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and he has also said what is the karma of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra that will come later in the Bhagavad Gita. What is the karma? That also Bhagavan has said. So according to guna and karma, I have divided all the human beings in four parts. And these are essential for running this universe, or for running our human body, or for running a government. We need all four types of people, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, that we have already seen. And then he said, I have created, but I am Vidhi Akartaram Abhyam. But I am Akarta. It's created by me. From the Vyavaharic level, for our understanding, he says, I am author. From the Paramarthic level, from the Absolute level, he said, no, I have not done. I am Akarta. And I am Abhyam, imperishable. So one thing we have to understand, the Bhagavan here says, I am Akarta, but he acts in the world. Understand clearly. When he comes as an incarnation, as avatar, he is not sitting idle. He acts in the world. But how he acts in the world? We have to understand that. He acts in the world as Akarta. Akarta. Then he says, Namam karmani limpanti. My action don't taint me. But our actions, we are all jiva. Our actions taint us, binds us. Why? Because we consider ourselves as karta. Ahankar vimuratma karta ham iti manyate. We have seen in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. We all consider ourselves as karta. What is this karta? Ahankar, ego. We all have an ego. Kartamiti manate. Therefore, our actions bind us. How Bhagavan acts? Akarta. Therefore, his action doesn't bind us. Suppose if you want to come out of this bondage of karma, what we have to do? We have to act as a karta. That's all. Then one more statement, he said, na me karma phalespriya. I have got no craving for fruit of action. I don't crave for a specific fruit of action. We all crave for a fruit of action, and a specific fruit of action is student who is trying to get first class first. If he becomes first class second, he becomes sad because specific fruit of action we desire. We all become sad if we, our whatever goal we set, we are not able to do it or accomplish it, we are sad. So three things we have to know: how Lord acts in the world. One, he is a karta. Number two, his actions don't bind him. And third, he never crave for a specific fruit of action. Itimam yo abhijanati karma bhi nasabhadyate. Whosoever knows me this way. What is that way? Akarta. His actions don't bind Bhagwan. And he is not craving for any fruit of action. And he follows Bhagwan. Karma bhi nasabhadyate. He will also not be bound by the action. He will not be bound by action. Evam gyatva, having known this way. What is that? I am a karta. I am not bound by action. I don't crave for specific fruit of action. Kritam karma purvai rapi mumuchubi. In earlier time, mumukshi, the seeker of liberation, they all acted this way. They reached their goal. There is their goal. Kuru karma eva tasmatvam. Tasmat, therefore. O Arjun. Now conclusion. Tasmat, therefore. Tvam, Arjun. We all are Arjun. It's a declaration, it's an order to us. Tasmatvam kuru karma. You also do the same way. Same way means? Consider yourself as a karta. Don't crave for specific fruit of action. If you act as an akarta, the karma will not bind us. Same karma will give us liberation. The way which we are doing is binding us. We cannot stay without karma even for a moment, we have seen. And we have got the right to action also. But how to act in this world, we don't know. We don't know. We have not studied Shastra. So he says, Kuru karma eva tasmatvam purvai purvataram kritam. Even before Janak and also, they all started the same thing which I taught them. Surya Devta, at the beginning of the creation, I gave him that knowledge of karma yoga. We have to practice karma yoga to loosen our doership. We have got very strong doership. Very strong doership. How can we loosen this doership? Karma yoga. By karma yoga, this doership will be loosened. Then he says, kim karma, what is action? I will tell you. Kim akarma, what is inaction or prohibited action? Kabayo Kabeha api yatra mohita. Even the wise people are mohita, they are deluded. People don't know what is karma, what is akarma. They think they are doing right thing, but it amounts to akarma, something prohibited. We think we are doing punya karma, but it is pap karma. We don't know that. Tatte karma pravrakshami, Bhagwan promises, I will tell you. Arjun, I will tell you what is karma, what is akarma, what is vikarma. Tatte pravakshami yaj gyatva mochase asubhat. If you come to know it clearly, what will happen? Mochase, you will be liberated. From what? Asubhat, from the evil. What is the evil? Evil is the cycle of janma and mrityu. So if we come to know what is karma, what is akarma, and what is vikarma, and practice that, we can come out of this cycle of birth and death. श्लोक नंबर 17.
कर्मणोऽपि बोधव्यम् बोध्यव्यं च विकर्मणः
बोधव्यं च विकर्मणः
अकर्मणश्च बोधव्यम्
अकर्मणश्च बोधव्यम्
गहना कर्मणो गतिः गहना कर्मणो गतिः कर्मणोऽपि बोद्धव्यं बोद्धव्यं च विकर्मणः अकर्मणश्च बोद्धव्यं गहना कर्मणो गतिः
कर्मणः हि बोद्धव्यं बोद्धव्यं शुड बी नोन व्हाट शुड बी नोन कर्मणः व्हाट इज राइट एक्शन Oh, Arjun, you should know what is right action. Bodhavyam cha vikarmana, you should also know what is prohibited action. So we should know what is right action. We should also know what is prohibited action. Akarmana cha bodhavyam, and what is inaction, that also should be understood. That should also be known. Gahana. Karmanagati, Gahana is very difficult to understand. Karmanagati, the path of this action, is very difficult to understand. And earlier we have seen, even the wise people are deluded in this. So Gahana Karmanagati, as the ocean is deep, so is the understand, the nature of the karma is also deep. It's very deep. To understand the nature of the karma is not easy. Bhagwan said, Udho karmana ki gati nyari. The karma will take us where we don't know. Is gati nyari. Where it will take us, we don't know. Because this karma is binding. Because we are not doing as akarta bhav. So this karma is binding us. And where this karma will take us, we don't know. And in society we see, मूर्ख राज करे पंडित फिरे भिखारी मूर्ख फूल दे रूल एंड पंडित वाइज मैन भिखारी इज लाइक ए बेगर मेनी टाइम्स वी हैव सीन पढ़े फारसी बेचे तेल स्टडिंग फारसी बट ही इज सेलिंग ऑयल मोदी का दुकान बना लिया वो बट ही इज स्टडिंग फारसी Many times we have seen. Once I attended one party, I mean, where the caterer has brought helpers or you can say the waiters who will serve and all that. So there were other people also, Americans also, and one was Indian there, helper. So I was a little bit astonished that this person is working as a waiter. I asked him his name. How long he is in America, what he is doing, is it his profession? I was wondering how the people from India coming and working as a waiter, they don't allow you to come here as a waiter. So he told me that I am an engineer, but out of job. See? Engineer working as a waiter. Karma ki gati. It is karma. His karma. Okay. So know about karma, vikarma and akarma, Bhagwan says. What is karma? Karma is bihit karma as ordained in Shastra. Bihit karma. The Sanskrit word is bihit. Bihit means as stated, as ordained in our scriptures. Bihit karma. What is vikarma? Nisiddha karma, prohibited by Shastra. Vikarma. Or akarma, inaction, not doing anything. So karma nahi api bodhavyam, what is karma? Normally we say chalnatmakam karma. When there is a movement, we say it is karma. If somebody is sitting and doing nothing, we say it is akarma. In science, how will they explain karma? They will say, the force and displacement they decide what is karma. How much force is needed to place this phone from here to here is karma, scientifically. But what is the definition according to our Vedanta? Karma, according to Vedanta, it is Shastra Vihit Karma. Shastra Vihit Karma. Okay. But we have not studied Shastra. Our position is that we have not studied Shastra and we all are acting in this world. You see, Shastra will not tell you to breathe. Shastra will tell you take a deep breath. Shastra will not tell you eat. Shastra will tell you what to eat. What is sattvic food, rajasic food, and tamasic food? That Bhagavan will say later. Shastra will tell about this. When Gita says, do your karma means do your duty. Do your kartavya karma, do your duty. We all have right to act. Karmanne vadhikaraste ma phalesu kadachana. We all have got right to action. But what is right action? What is right action? Therefore, Shankaracharya in Sadhana Panchakam has said, Vedo nityam adhiyatam taduditam karma sanushtiyatam. The first step of spirituality is Vedo nityam adhiyatam. Veda should be studied. Nityam. Every day. Adhiyatam. When you read, then only you will come to know what is to be done. How should we act in the world? We come to know only when we study Veda. Taduditam karma sanushtiyatam. Whatever is said in Veda, accordingly you act in the world. But we didn't study. Lord says you act as an akarta, but we are acting as a karta without studying the scripture. Okay. Vikarmana cha bodhavam. So knowing about our own duty is not sufficient. We have to know what is nisiddha karma, what is prohibited action. Suppose you have learned driving. You also have to know that in America you have to drive on the right side. You cannot drive on the left side. But in India you have to drive on the left side. You cannot drive on the right side. So mere driving alone is not sufficient. You also have to know what is nisiddha. Nisiddha here is that you cannot drive on the left side of the road. Or you cannot drive when the red light is there. That also we have to know. This is nisiddha karma. You can't drive. One person went to downtown and parked his car. He saw on the lamppost there was written, fine for parking. Fine for parking. So he understood fine means good. It is good to park here. And then cop came and put a ticket on his windscreen. Fine. Penalty, you pay. Fine for parking. If you park here, you have to pay fine. Okay. Shastra will say, Hinsa na kuryat, sura na pivet. Hinsa na kuryat, sura na pivet. Don't do violence or don't drink hard drinks. Huh? Shastra will say. But if you say, I don't know what the Shastra says, I have not studied. So ignorance is not an excuse. When you go to Bhagwan and there he tells you, oh, you have done all these things, wrong things. This is Bhagwan, this is according to me all punya karma. I did all good karma. He said, no, these are all bad. According to Shastra, these are all good. But I have not studied. Ignorance is your problem. I am not going to excuse you for that. Why didn't you study Shastra? Akarmana cha bodhavyam, akarma tusni bhav, sitting doing no action is also to be known. So when akarma happens, in deep sleep it is akarma. In deep sleep we don't act because there is no kartavya karma there. No duty. And also, no nisiddha karma also there. Only tusni bhav is there. Gahana karma no gati. Know the nature of all three. It is difficult to understand. Gurudev writes on page number 32, he gives a beautiful chart, life. Life is constituted of moments of activity and moments of inactivity. Through inactivity, neither progress nor deterioration is ever possible. Deep sleep or periods of complete cessation in existence are intervals of total holidaying from life, and they can neither make nor mar the individual's progress in his evolution. Periods of activity create man. This creative period depends upon what type of activity we venture upon. According to the ancient seers, activities can be of two types, constructive and destructive. Constructive activities which constitute toward the evolution of the individual are termed here as karma. Destructive activities are those that are totally condemned by shastras because they tend to devolve the individual, and those are termed in our scriptures as vikarma. The constructive activity karma can be three kinds: nitya, constant, daily duties, naimittika, special duties on special occasions, and kamya, what purposeful and self-determined for winning a desirable result and reward. Kamya karma, you are desiring a specific result. How Bhagwan is acting in the world, ajaya karta, not desiring a specific fruit of action. We all are acting as a karta and desiring a specific fruit of action. Therefore, these karma bind us. In the ancient Vedic literature, karma had only one single connotation, as already indicated. In its Vedic meaning, karma means ritualism. In Veda, more than 90% of Veda, they deal with karma kanda. If you have got a desire for this item, this item, this item, then the vidhis are given, you do the ritual, and you get the result. Actions of dedication to the god and gods. How we perform that yajna? In yajna, we always chant a mantra and put an oblation in the fire and say, "Oh Bhagwan, this oblation is for you. It is not for me." Same rule is to be applied now in our karma. Oh God, oh Bhagwan, all my karma are for your happiness. In Kali Yuga, we are not doing any yajna for me, I mean oblations we are giving. So how we will please Lord? By our action. How we have to do? All our actions should be dedicated to Bhagwan, and it should be done for his happiness. Be it very clear, for his happiness. Don't say, "I will be dedicating all my," I will tell lie. Why you don't come to Gita class? You will tell a lie. And you will dedicate to Lord. Bhagwan, whatever action I have done, I am dedicating. Do you think Bhagwan will take your lies? No, he will not take. So actions of dedication to God or God to be performed faithfully following the strict instructions laid down in the text of the Vedas. This way we have to act in the world. Next.
Karmanya karmaya pasyet.
Karmanya karmaya pasyet.
Akarmani cha karmayaha.
Akarmani cha karmayaha.
Sabuddhiman
manusheshu
sayukta krishna karma krita
sayukta krishna karma krita
karmanya karmaya pashet akarmani cha karmayah sabuddhiman manusheshu sayukta krishna karma krita.
Bhagwan said, Karmani akarma yapasit. One who sees what? Inaction, inaction. One who recognizes or sees inaction, inaction. Akarmani cha karmaya and action in inaction. Sa buddhiman manushyeshu, that person is wise person. Sa yukta, he is doing rightly. He is a yogi. Krishna karma krita, he is the right performer of action. This sloka number 18 is the pran sloka of chapter 4. But it seems to be very confusing. What is this? One who sees inaction in action or action in action. It is confusing. And Bhagavan says, if you know this, then you are a wise person. Definition of buddhiman. What is the definition of buddhiman? If you know what? Inaction in action and action in inaction. Kya baat hai. Bhagavan is very confusing statement. So earlier also Bhagavan has given confusing statements. We have seen in chapter 2, Yanisa sarva bhutanam tasyam jagrati sanyami yasyam jagrati bhutani sa nisa pasyato mune. Yanisa sarva bhutanam, that which is night for everybody, there tasyam jagrati sanyami. Sanyami means the self-controlled person or a muni or a sage or a jnani. He is awake. So does that mean when all the people are sleeping and the jnani is awake? When it is night for everybody and jnani is awake at that time. And then, yasyam jagrati bhutani. And when the bhutas, all the beings are all awake, sanisa pasyato mune. And the muni thinks it is night. So jnani will be awake in the night and he will sleep in the day. If somebody is doing like that, then he is a jnani. No, that is not the meaning. The meaning here is that all beings are sleeping toward Atman, toward that jnana. We all are sleeping. We have not given importance to Atma Gyan. We are all sleeping. But the Jnani? Jnani is awake toward that Atma Gyan. And Yasyam Jagrati Bhutani, and the Bhutani is all the beings. They are all awakened toward the Sansar, OET. They give importance to OET. But Jnani, Sa Nisa Pasyato Mune. For him, this is night. He never gives importance to OET. And this is googly. So Bhagavan is giving googly. So next one here, he says, one who recognizes inaction in action and action in inaction, he is a wise man. Manusesu, manusesu is plural. But buddhiman is singular. This signifies most of people are ignorant. And buddhiman is a rare commodity, rare person. In many, many men, rare person will be buddhiman who will understand this thing. Okay, so buddhiman knows the secret of action. He knows the secret of action, hence he is peaceful. We all are agitated. We all, when we have to perform actions or we have to do our duty, we are agitated. Always. Karmani akarmaya pasyet, one who recognizes inaction, inaction. So first we have to understand what is karma. Be attentive. A little bit subtle here. So what is karma? An action done. First is you have to perform an action. Cheshta, effort you have to put in. And there is a doership for a definite fruit of action, three things. There is an effort, there is doership, and third is you want a specific fruit of result. It is karma. It is karma. This karma will bind me. How can I make this karma a karma which will not bind me? So what is karma? There is a cheshta. We are putting in effort. There is a doership, kartitva. And third, we all expect a fruit of action. This karma will bind. I have to make this karma a karma, which will not bind me. But what is a karma? So seeing a karma in such action is to be done without doership, without craving for specific fruit of action. Bas. Effort will be there. Karma I have to do. Bhagwan also have to do karma. We have already seen. We also have to do karma. We cannot stay without karma even for a moment. So karma is common in both. How Bhagwan is doing? Akarta. How we are doing? As karta. Both are acting. Jeev is also acting, Bhagwan is also acting. Jeev is acting as a karta, Bhagwan is acting as a karta. Jeev is expecting a fruit of action, specific fruit of action. Bhagwan is not expecting any fruit of action. Therefore, if I want to make my karma as a karma, which will not bind me, which will purify my mind, which will reduce my vasana, then I have to act in the world, I have to do my duty, but without kartitva, without doership, and without craving for specific fruit of action. Okay, is that possible? Can you give us some example? Yes, I will give you an example. An infant in the lap of a sadhu is pulling the beard of sadhu. Infant. And it is giving pain to sadhu. And sadhu is also not saying anything. Tell me whether it is a karma. It is not a karma. Infant is pulling. Effort is there. But there is no kartitva. There is no kartitva, there is no doership in the infant, and that infant doesn't want to give sorrow to sadhu. That is not his intention. That is not the karma fall he is expecting from that pulling of the beard of a sadhu. Therefore, that karma will not bind. Mother and child are sleeping. Child has woken up and kicking mother. Will that karma bind that child? No. Action is there. He's kicking mother. Is there any doership? No doership. Is he expecting harm for mother? No. Not craving for any fruit or result. That action will not bind. Achha, toh bachche ki baat ho gayi. Suppose husband and wife sleeping in one bedroom. And one spouse is snoring. And it is giving sorrow to the other, not able to sleep. And it's continuously in every breeze snoring and different type of sounds are coming. Activity is there. There is no doership, and he, the person who is snoring, the spouse which is snoring, is not his intention to disturb other. That is not his intention. So that is also not a karma. A karma. That karma will not bind the snoring person. Even if there is a criminal, if their accident has happened, not say criminal, it is some accident. Suppose you are driving and you met with an accident, and you killed a person. The court will try to find out the intention behind it, whether it was your intention to kill that person. If that intention is not there, you are acquitted. You are not charged with the murder. You are not charged with the murder. So when there is no doership, there is no karma. Akarma nicha karma ya. Akarma nicha karma. Recognize action in action. Doing nothing, sitting idle. Sitting idle with effort and desiring fruit of action. It is karma. I am sitting idle. Doing nothing. But expecting result. I am sitting idle with effort. With effort means kartitva is there. I am putting in effort to remain without action. And I am expecting fruit of action. How? Example. A person is sitting idle and he is sitting as a sadhu, as a sage, as a son, put the tripand and all this, wear all the rudrakshamala and all that. Sitting idle, chup-chap baitha hai. But he is putting an effort to remain idle, you know. Kartitva is there. And what is his fruit of action he is expecting? Let the devotee come and give me something. He want to cheat devotees. So that is karma in akarma. Another example, a person is robbing or stealing from bank at night. Another person is standing on the crossing just to give him a signal if the cop is coming or some person is coming. So his friend who is not stealing, is not robbing, but assisting. If he is caught, what will happen? For adding and abetting the theft, he will also charge. He will also get punishment. So what is the secret of karma? Action will become inaction if it is done without ego. Action will become inaction. That action will not bind me if it is done without ahankar. And inaction will become action if it is done with ego. I am sitting idle with effort. I will not move. Let the people see that I am meditating. With effort. Sabuddhiman manusyesu, one who knows this, he is buddhiman. Such actions will purify me. Sa yukta krishna karmate, he is the true performer of all actions. Om Purnamada
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.